Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. Okay, and this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign, sir?
No.
All right, sir, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay. All right, sir, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
I will be voting.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose, what is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
None of the above.
Okay, so what is your age?
Well, I don't want to tell you.
Okay, well, okay. No problem, sir. We'll move to the next question. Okay, generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
The right direction.
Right direction, okay. All right, sir, and from the following up, which sets of issues are most important to you, you know, in your family right now? Would that be cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, economic issues like taxes and government spending, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, or public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration?
All of the above.
Okay, if you had to pick one, which one would be the most important to you?
What would be the most important to us? We got to close our borders or we won't have a company or we won't have a country.
So be public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration?
What do you think, hon?
Yeah,
that or the economy. They're about... All of them are important to me, every one of them.
Okay, but they want to just... They only let me pick one, sir. It moves to the next question. That's the thing. So yeah, it would be economic issues like taxes and government spending or... affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, or be the public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration?
Public safety.
Public safety. All right, thank you. All right, sir, you will now be giving a list of public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, please indicate that as well. The first one would be Kerry Baker. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Anthony Sabatini.
Don't know him.
Okay. Addy Owens.
Don't know him.
Keith Farner.
Don't know him.
Mark Jordan.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Nan Cobb.
Don't know him.
David Jordan.
Very favorable.
And Mike Levin.
Don't know him.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, now if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Adi Owens or Mike Levine?
I don't know any of them.
Okay. All right, sir, if you had to choose today, which candidate, you know, are you leaning towards? Would that be Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Adi Owens, or Mike Levine?
I don't know him.
All right. All right, sir, and compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
It's gotten worse.
Gotten worse. All right, sir, and generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. The second choice says bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average people, for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Which one do you agree with most? First one or the second?
The first one.
The first one. Okay, thank you. All right, sir. And then which of the following comes closer to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The second one says, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he's too old and not capable of being president. Okay, and the third one says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along he has a severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Which one do you agree with most?
I think the last one.
The last one, okay. All right, sir, as you may be aware, you know, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate, so he wouldn't have to pay, you know, the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Okay, the first one says Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has the right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary, and Republicans would have to decide the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody, you know, by himself to blame. The second choice is this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions, and he's been sued for this. Which one do you agree with most, the second one or the first one?
The first one.
Right.
He has the right to pay that money, just as if I walked in and paid that money.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. We almost pretty much done with this survey. Okay. I only have some statements I'm going to read to you about the candidates that are running. Okay. Okay, if you knew the following statements about the candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate if the election in Florida for state house? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, the first one says a candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress. Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less, much less likely, or no difference on your voting?
Much more likely.
Okay, much more likely, right?
Yes.
Okay, a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
No.
But Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely. I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay, a candidate who has served on the Austin City Commission and will use the experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Okay, much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay, a candidate who had a lien, you know, placed on their home and a separate instance was sued for paying over $100,000 in rent.
I have no idea what that means. That sounds like somebody's a personal problem. I have no opinion on that.
So no difference, right? Make no difference.
No.
Okay.
Which one had a $100,000 lien on their property?
Well, he had a lien placed on their home, and then on a separate instance, he was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Oh, I wouldn't vote for him.
One of the candidates, but you know, he don't give me the name, but I guess
I would not vote for that.
Okay, so be much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Much less likely. I wouldn't vote for
him. Okay. All right, sir. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist, you know, for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Much less likely.
A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Much less likely.
A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
Much less likely.
A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Much less likely. He's not a tyrant.
A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Well, honey,
that depends on the person.
So maybe no difference or more like
no difference. No difference.
All right. Sir, a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
These are crazy questions. I think we're about done. These are just crazy questions.
Well, sir, we almost, this is just a statement, you know, and just, that's your opinion if you, think you will vote for someone like that.
Who are you doing this survey for?
Well, this is for them two people running for, you know, for office.
What office? What two people?
The members that once we were talking, Kerry Baker and the other one, the right-in, Mark Jordan.
Right.
Mark Jordan, Kerry Baker. Yes, sir.
Mark.
It has something to do with both of them, but they don't give me the name here on the.
Okay, but a lot of these questions are loaded questions, okay? And we're about done. The thing is that man did nothing wrong, all right? I've helped pick signatures for different candidates in the past, and all you have to do is get cards signed. You ask the people to go out, and they sign them, and you don't have to pay the $10,000. With him not paying the $10,000, that's shame on him. The other man paid the $10,000. I could have done the same thing. You could have done the same thing. And I personally know Kerry Baker, and I like Kerry, but Kerry should have paid the $10,000. And the other man did, and I mean, that's just politics as far as I'm concerned. I don't even know the other man. I don't even know the other man, but that's just, that's your right. You could have gone over there, and you could have done that. I mean, you could have done it yourself. That's shame.
I understand, and that's, you know, that, like I say, you're going to be from, when you go voting, you know, it's going to be on your ballot, and you're going to know a little bit something about it. Like I said, we're almost done with this service, so it's only two more statements and we're done.
Okay, because like I said, what do you use this? Who do you give this to?
Well, there's a survey. So, you know, when they say services, you know, that's what they take.
You take a survey, but you're taking it for someone. They're paying you to do this. So who does the survey go to?
Well, this is for Republican, you know, for Republican elections, sir.
Okay, well, I'm a Republican, and I used to belong to the Republican Party Executive Committee of Lake County, and you have someone that you have a design for this. Is it the Republican Executive Committee there in Tavares? I used to belong to them.
Yes, sir, but they don't give us that much information. That way we don't interfere with your your election, your decision.
Right, but somebody's paying you to do this. Okay,
It's a private company, sir. We do service, for.
Okay. Well, like I said, I know that politics as a whole have gotten out of hand. But, you know, it's everybody's right. If I want to go in there and I want to pay $10,000, I can run.
Yes, sir. I understand that. You know, and everybody has a different, opinion, so that's why we're trying to get that opinion,
Yeah, but why do you drag David Jordan into it where he has nothing to do with this? He's a tax collector. He's not a property appraiser. It's like you, if you have a brother that gets in a crime, do they judge you on that crime?
Well, they just, they just use his name, to say that he's a brother of him, his brother. But it has
that
nothing
should,
to do with
that. That should have absolutely nothing to do with it. I don't know Mark Jordan, but I know David Jordan. And David Jordan is one of the most honorable people I've ever met.
Okay.
Known for 40
years. We only have two more statements, to finish, and we're almost pretty much done. The last one says, a candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level, so I can return power to you at the local level. Would you vote somebody like that or not? That's what, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less or much less likely. It makes no difference to you one way or the other.
It makes no difference to me.
Okay,
like
and the last one's... The last one says
is paid for probably by Kerry Baker. And I've known Kerry for 40 years and I like him. He's a good man and he's served his country in the military, in the Senate and everything else. But he made it an error and I says, you're doing a survey to benefit Kerry. That's very evident by the questions.
Okay, so in the last one says a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars selecting Democrats, would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less likely, or no difference in your voting?
Not much less likely.
Okay. All right, sir. Like I say, now we'll be asking just a few short demographic questions, we finish the classification purpose only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. All right, sir. And then what is the last grade of formal education you have complete?
I graduated college.
So be a four-year college, right? For a bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice on issues of abortion?
Pro-life.
Would that be strongly pro-life or just
strongly
pro-life?
Abortion is murder.
Okay, so, all right, sir, this concludes our survey. Really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
What organization did you represent?
We work for, it's called National Opinion Surveys, okay?
Okay, and where are they based out of?
We are from Florida.
Well, Florida's a big state. Where are you based out of?
Miami, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And I says, good luck to you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.